You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast, the first annual Canceled Podcast Awards.
Today is the first annual Canceled Podcast Awards. I just wanted to say it too.
I wish I thought of that.
I just really wanted to say it too. I love that we're doing this.
I think it's so fun switching it up.
I think we've had so many episodes where we kind of just do the same thing with or without a guest. And all these podcasts are getting so innovative. You know what I mean? And I think it's fun that we start having, like, look at our balloons. Like, isn't that so fun?
We have fucking balloons, dude.
So today, Brooke and I are headed to the Streamy Awards.
Woohoo!
We just went last November together and they decided to change it to be like a summertime award show. And so we're going again. And we decided that if we were all completely ready in our gowns and whatever, that it would be fun to do a canceled podcast award show.
Yeah.
And yes, there are the Streamies, and yes, there are the Steamies. Word to H3 for that. But H3 kind of does it differently. I like explained it online and I was asking people to give us categories and a lot of people were being like, H3 does this. But I was like, it's going to be nothing like that.
Well, bold and of you to assume isn't. We would have an original idea.
That is actually so true. Well, he like will make the categories and then the nominees and then he has his audience like vote.
Oh,
and
we could, by the people.
Yeah, we could do that one year, honestly. Like, you know, this is the first annual. Like the second annual, we can, you know, we can change things up. If you guys have any critiques for next year's canceled awards, let us know. But we essentially just last night, we got so high.
I know, we got so high, which is crazy. I never smoke, and I was smoking.
I don't think I've ever seen you smoke until yesterday, and it was like such a reward for me. Just all the times where I am like so violently high around you, and like you're also like a really good high. Like I wish you'd do it more. You were so funny.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes I'm not, though. Sometimes I'm paranoid. Last night I was just, creative juices were flowing.
Were flowing. And so we sat in bed and we created maybe like 35 awards. And then we both went home and we don't know each other's. And we are just going to tell each other what we are awarding for the categories today. So it's really just a podcast, just a normal podcast.
We're just telling you our opinions that you didn't ask for.
Completely. And, you know, again, if we want to, in the future, at the second annual canceled awards, if we want to switch that up, we completely can. But I think that it's time to just get into it. We bought note cards and we were really going to do that whole thing. We didn't have time.
Shocking, I know.
So pretend that there's note cards if you're a viewer. Should we just get right into the canceled podcast awards?
I think we should. What's the first section? Most fuckable, I believe.
The first section of the awards is
near and dear to our hearts, as we love fucking things.
It's a big topic of conversation on Canceled and in our real lives, you know, who's fuckable, if someone's fuckable, so on and so forth. And we decided that most fuckable would be the first category of the Canceled Awards today. Perfect. And we're going to get right into it. You know, we all fuck.
Some more than others.
We all suck. Some more than others, which...
No offense.
Not me. Not me. I am celibate. I'm like, I'm actually doing really good. One of the top comments on the Trevor episode was like, Tana's always talking about being celibate and she just never does. And I'm clean. I'm 1 week clean.
1 week is not clean.
Longer maybe. No, because I've been here for a week. Like almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I go like months and months at a time and I don't call it celibacy. I call it a dry spell.
Well, I'm trying this new thing where I have a bush so that when it comes down to fucking.
Okay, but everybody knows that that's, and it never works. That tactic never works. You stay bushed up so that you're not tempted to hook up with somebody. And then guess what you do anyway? You hook up with someone and then you're bushed up. And it's humiliating.
I think, well, tonight I'm going to test out this theory at the Streamies. I don't think I've actually ever left a Streamy Awards without hooking up with someone.
When you see Tana's red carpet photos from the Streamy Awards tonight, just know that she
has a bush.
A full bush under there.
I'm serious. It's like I'm trying it out as my own version of a chastity belt, and we're going to see if it works or doesn't work. But
okay.
What did you just tell me downstairs? That like people that got laser hair removal?
I heard a rumor. It's not a rumor. I forget who told me this, but... I guess that, you know how like it's such a trend to get laser hair removal so that you're just like a bald eagle down there.
Yeah.
But now pubes are coming back. So people are literally getting like hair, what's it called? Plugs in their pubic region to like build your own bush because they got
build
rid of theirs.
Build a bush is crazy.
Build a bush.
Build a bush is crazy. I like at that point, just rep that you're bald.
Could be cool. Like
you could do a design.
Yeah, that's
like a star.
That's what I was thinking. And then just have it, the rest of it be like dead bald.
Do you know that years ago, me, Natalie, Ashley, all of us, we vajazzled ourselves?
I did know that. It was on the MTV show.
Yeah, we vajazzled ourselves for MTV. Like, yeah, it's like you get these little bedazzles and it comes with glue that's like safe for there. And we all had like a little design on our puss. I can't remember what mine was, but... Natalie was so excited about it too. It was like we did it for
Natalie
MTV,
probably
like,
still does that to this day on her own time.
I could see her vajazzling herself. Speaking of vajazzles, most fuckable. We're gonna start off the most fuckable category with something that is right on brand with what we do, and I'm really excited to hear your answer. You actually just on the last episode were saying something about Joe Santagato or the basement yard.
I know, but I had to put that dream to rest. I heard he doesn't date anybody in the social media space.
Good for him.
Which is like, I'll quit. I will, Joe. Call me.
Most fuckable podcast host.
Okay, do you want to go first?
I want you to go first.
Okay, mine I've spoken about before, and honestly, it's getting a little bit embarrassing how many times I've mentioned him publicly for him to just never say anything to me ever. Connor Wood.
Fibula.
I have the biggest crush on Connor Wood. It's like,
wow,
scary.
Look at you.
And yeah, his podcast is like Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. So what about like Brooke and Connor like make a baby? Just kidding.
No, honestly, I really,
but I'm
like,
dead serious.
I need to start using Canceled to shoot my shot more.
No, but it's embarrassing when it like, because it's like, you know, they know.
You also take it to Twitter. You tweeted, I want Connor Wood to date me.
I didn't tweet that, but I tweeted something for sure along those lines.
I want Fibula to date me.
No,
I want to date Fibula.
I don't remember what I said.
I saw him at a D'Amelio event and I told him that he should date you. Well, I was sober though, so it wasn't like, you should date Brooke. It was like, you should date Brooke.
Well, great. That means somebody put the idea in his head and he declined.
I don't think
he would. In that case, I changed my answer back to Joe.
TW Joe. My answer is a girl.
Okay.
I think the most fuckable podcast host right now is Alex Cooper.
Oh, that's a good one. Although she is engaged.
Yeah, but I think every guy wants to fuck her. I've had like several guys so I have a crush on, like tell me they have a crush on her. And I'm like, damn, you want the Walmart
version?
Yeah,
I have a crush on her.
Yeah, she's so hot. And I'm going to say Alex Cooper.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The next category, a predictable category, but one that has taken the world by storm. Most fuckable TikToker.
You have to go first this time.
I don't want to go first.
I don't care.
Go first.
I put Leo Skeppy, although he doesn't swing in this direction, but if at any point he decides to, I'm over here waiting for you, Leo.
That's so true. He is so big.
And so hot.
He's so big.
And so nice and so, I love him.
I completely understand. I agree with that, Leo Skeppy. I would absolutely fuck Leo Skeppy. I put Duda Castro's boyfriend.
That makes perfect sense.
Just because I want to keep playing into the bit. I don't actually want her boyfriend, but I think that this year when I've talked about... I actually don't know his name or his TikTok, and it was just a joke. I just couldn't think of anyone.
I think that's perfect. I think that's a perfect answer, and I think that's great.
I really just couldn't think of anyone, and I wanted to make myself giggle, but I think that I'm just so not the type of person to be like, Noah Beck, Vinny Hacker. Like,
listen.
Do you know what I mean?
No Noah Beck slander here, okay? Noah Beck, if at any point...
No, like,
you want to go for a cougar?
Noah Beck and Vinny... Noah Beck and Vinny Hacker are obviously so objectively hot. I just feel like
I wouldn't know what to do with a Vinny Hacker. Like, I couldn't look him in the eye. Noah either.
I just found out a crazy rumor of someone that one of those two people allegedly hooked up with, and it blew my socks off.
No, it makes
my
perfect sense.
My socks off. I really wish one day I could just. I was talking about this the other day with like Trisha. Like, I've always said at the end of my career when I'm done and I'm ready to retire, like, I'm going to write a book and just, like, expose everything.
Oh.
And you don't... I've said that to you, I think. But imagine we could just do podcasts like that where you could, like, say all the secrets you
want. That would be so fun. What if we could do it and everyone could hear it one time and then it was, like, erased from their memory a day later?
Or what if we did it with, like, no face on, like, Twitch? I guess we have, like, notable voices.
We could do a little voice change.
Speaking of, that brings us to our next category. Most fuckable streamer.
Okay. You do have to go first this time.
Well, here's the thing. This wouldn't have been a category like a month ago. I've been hyper fixated on streamers. Like, I always feel
streamers or a streamer in particular?
No, streamers. Streamers. Mm. And I'm serious. And not that kind. But
good one.
One of my roommates is hooking up with a streamer. And it opened up my mind. Because you know me, I love a category. I love being like this. Month, I'm interested in real estate agents.
Me
this
too. Month, you know, I had my like little musician phase and then comedian phase.
Like, that's exactly. And I feel like the category I'm really hyper fixated on right now is streamers. So I don't know. I think that there's something hot about no one knows what corpse looks like, right? There's something hot about not knowing someone's face and then being so loaded.
Honestly, perfect. I don't care what your face looks like.
Which also brings me to my next answer. It was kind of a toss-up, is Dream.
Okay, Dream's the one who did the face reveal, right?
Yes. Okay. But I'm still rocking with it. It was very much like controversial, which I don't know why. And people are like, he looks like Shane Dawson. Like, I don't think so. I think he's like cute.
So that's your fuckable streamer?
He's going to the Streamies tonight.
Ooh, how exciting. I remember last year we saw... Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, like he's like sweet.
I think he's so cute. He looks like a little cartoon. In a cute way, in like a good way. He does. He looks like a little Disney prince.
Okay, I think we have to move on.
Oh, okay.
Who, oh, wait, what's your most fuckable streamer?
My most fuckable streamer, I did put a girl, because I actually don't really know of any streamers, really. Yeah. Actually, that XQC guy or whatever, he was at the streamies last year, and he was hot.
What?
XQC? Yeah, he was hot. We talked
was
to him for
a while.
Was
he the one that ordered Shake Shack into the streamies? That was so iconic.
But my answer is a new streamer. I think she just started streaming, Miss Madison Beer.
Oh, wow, I thought you were going to say Sky Bree.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
But Madison Beer is literally the most beautiful person on this planet.
I didn't know she was streaming.
She is, and she's slaying.
The next one, we're going to take it home. Most fuckable canceled guest.
Wait, you skipped musician.
Oh, I cut it out.
Why?
I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
I have one, but I can't say it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I'm never going to say it. Like, I'm serious. Oh. I want this man to fucking marry me. And I think that if I bring it up
on
canceled.
Okay, well, then canceled, do second most fuckable musician.
Oh, Louis Capaldi.
Such a good answer.
Louis Capaldi. Sorry, I did skip one.
Okay.
Duh.
My most fuckable musician, this is a special answer, okay? It goes Central C, but with the condition that his girlfriend is also there and it is a threesome. Miss Madeline Argy.
That's actually the best possible answer. I'm so jealous.
I want both of, because it's like I can't tell which of them I have a bigger crush on. 100%. But it's like, why have one when you could have both?
Absolutely.
So that's my dream. And if at any point you guys want to engage
in that.
How can
you be homophobic?
My bitch is gay.
And now we're going to bring it home to the most fuckable canceled podcast guest.
I mean, I think we've had a couple fuckable people on this
podcast. I would probably fuck every single guest we've had.
Even Fyre Festival guy?
Yeah. No. What? No. No. Hard no. I'm ending on no there.
I'm trying to think of who else we've had. We've had like, oh, I guess, I mean, I mean.
Like I would fuck Sophia with an F. I would fuck.
Oh, good one.
I would fuck Trevor.
Same.
I would, but I wouldn't though. But like most, like Trevor's fuckable. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It doesn't mean we particularly have to fuck them.
I put Hannah Burner.
Oh, good one.
I would totally fuck Hannah Burner. You just know it would be so good. But like I wouldn't. And Leo Skeppy.
Oh, I changed my answer to Leo Skeppy.
Next topic. Most fuckable middle-aged person on social media.
Okay, you go first.
I just wanted a reason to give Dave Portnoy an award. And in reality, I love Silvana and would absolutely never fuck Dave Portnoy.
Maybe you could make the condition
that Silvana
is also there.
Then I just want Silvana. Let's be honest.
Yeah, same. She's so hot. Oh, I love Silvana. She's my favorite influencer.
The reason that I needed to do this, I think, is because Dave Portnoy heard I called him short. And I didn't call him short. I didn't call him short. I just said I thought you'd be taller. And he was like coming at me on BFFs like, Tana, like you think I'm short. And I just wanted to give him a category.
I think he's tall. Anyway, my most...
He is. He's a normal height. I just say his demeanor made me think he would give Fee Fi Fo Fum.
Is that...
Fee-fi-fo, like big.
Giant... Oh, okay. My most fuckable middle-aged person on social media is Mike Malak.
I didn't even think about the ability to call Jeff and Mike middle-aged.
Well, someone Mike is middle-aged. Jeff isn't, right?
Jeff's like 34.
Aren't they like 10 years apart?
No, Jeff's like 34. Mike's like 38 or something.
Oh.
One just looks wildly younger.
Well, Jeff just looks like a fucking Ken doll.
Mike is a great answer.
And like TW Mike. Apparently, I did hook up with him in New York.
Yeah, according to an awful
Wait, he doesn't
man.
Even have a name.
Most fuckable comedian. And that is the final category of most fuckable.
I wonder if we put the same person. I feel like we would for this one.
I added an extra person because I feel like I was putting your person.
I put Theo Von,
but here's the thing. I want you to say that and like shoot your shot because I think you actually should. Like I wouldn't if it all came down to it.
It's my dream.
Like I just,
Theo, if
I
you're listening.
Be his best friend. I put Adam Sandler.
Oh, so good.
I know it's so boring, but I would actually cut off all my friends. Like, I would do, like, anything.
I would, too. If someone told me tomorrow that I could hang out with Adam Sandler for one day and never see you again, it would be see you later.
We had a good run. Like, there's just something about him, you know?
I love you, though.
I love you, too.
Yeah, Theo. Love you.
For the next category, we decided to spice things up. This category is random. This category is shocking. This category is spunky. There's not a real rhyme or reason to the next awards.
None at all. I was so confused by it.
They're all really good. So this is the without rhyme or reason category. Starting off with best filler dissolvement.
This one was oddly specific.
Someone requested this on TikTok and it's just like, I love a good random one.
I chose Kylie Jenner only because she's the only person that I can think of off the top of my head who dissolved their filler and looks better. Although I did run into Khloe Cher the other night and her lips are like maybe half the size they were in Euphoria.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she has been looking more like...
You know what she said is what? That she knows the canceled podcast.
That's honestly everything. It's always been so cool to like hear, because I feel like we hear this a lot, or people tell us a lot. We don't talk about it on Canceled. Like mainstream celebrities watch it and will like tell someone or like tell us or whatever. But we just don't want, they would never go on. And like Khloe said she'd go on. She's lit for that. Yeah. But I'm saying like there are a lot of celebrities that like we found out like watch it, but like would never go on.
Someone punked me one time and told me that like SZA tweeted us. And I believed it for like weeks. She didn't.
Why do I feel like that was after the last streamies? Like in the car?
I don't know. But speaking of, can we really quickly talk about SZA and Justin Bieber? What would you do if you were Hailey?
Stab.
Okay, me too.
Stab everyone. I would put on a blindfold and like pin the tail on the donkey, just spin me around and let me just start randomly stabbing.
Okay. Best filler dissolvement.
Not that I don't love SZA, and obviously I love SZA and everyone knows I'm a Justin Bieber fan. I'm not mentally stable enough for my boyfriend to be doing all that.
Me neither.
And that's probably why Hailey has him. And I'm going to end up with someone who's probably under the 405 right now. For my best filler dissolvement, mine was originally a toss-up between Kylie and Khloe, but I decided that I think you have the best filler dissolvement.
Honestly, I do agree with that. I don't know if you guys have seen a photo of me from maybe like 2 years ago. It was really bad news.
You just look gorgy. I don't even really remember your like big lips.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, they're still big, but
the next category is something we discuss a lot on Canceled. Most entertaining beef.
I have a controversial answer for this one because I don't want anyone to think that I'm like still too excited about it. But I did put down, honest truth, and I did say Tana and Ashley. Only because I love a beef that I can watch from afar and not be involved.
And by afar, you mean on the same trip in Turks and Caicos?
Yeah, but I was just minding my business drinking a fucking coconut when that shit was going down.
That's fair. That is
and
fair.
That was...
And I think anyone who can't see why that would be the most entertaining beef of the year for you.
Yeah, it was like a movie. Like, it was like a fun movie. No, it was like Bad Girls Club. It was hilarious.
Shout out, Jeff. My most entertaining beef was Hailey and Selena. I was just very hyper-fixated on it this year and like... At one point, I did street interviews in Miami asking people Hailey or Selena. Like, I really just took it there. I was enjoying all of the new developments.
Speaking of new developments, did you see the newest one? Her TikTok? Selena's TikTok?
No,
what she made a TikTok to like, it's like, hello, I told my wife. And it's like, what? Who is this? And everyone is like, oh,
she has to know what she's doing when she does that.
That's
right?
The thing. So on one end, I'm like.
But if I was her, I would do the same thing.
Yeah. So I would have been way, way, way crazier if I were her. But because of the reaction she's gotten from everything, you have to think twice about just about everything you do. And there's no way she didn't think that people were going to think that was about.
Which is shitty, though.
But also.
Like, live your best life. Like, I feel like from what I know and see about Selena Gomez, she's like the nicest person ever.
I agree.
So it's like there was probably no malintent behind that.
I honestly think it's like, if anything, if it were deliberate, it's like she's throwing shade at him, not her.
Yeah, that's fair. Best apology video.
I don't have any.
I have three.
Okay, perfect. Can I have one?
You really don't have any?
I don't have any. Wait.
My favorite apology video of the year, of the past year, is a recent one. It speaks volumes about today's society and TikTok and so on and so forth. And it is the girl who was on the plane that said that motherfucker is not real.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Someone tagged me and I think I sent it to you.
That is my favorite apology video.
Did she give a reason? Like, did she say like how that happened or what she was thinking or like why he wasn't real?
I think she said like essentially was just like, sorry, I was drunk and there were kids on the plane and I said that.
Oh, I wish she would have told us like where her head was at.
It's crazy too because like, to be honest, I would double down if I were her. I'd be like, that motherfucker wasn't real. And I'm not sorry.
All of you guys are gaslighting me.
100%. Or made up some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like if you're, you know, because at the end of the day, no one knows anything else about you. Like you're a stranger. Like no one has any other context to prove that what you're saying, no pun, is not real. So why not, you know? I really want to have her on Canceled. I've been trying. I'm to the point now where I had my like management go try to reach out to her because I've been reaching out and it's not working. Like, I need her on Canceled.
Shoot, I just want to know what it was. Maybe she did ayahuasca.
The next two are Colleen Ballinger.
Can we say best, or is that just, like, most hilarious?
And by best, I mean, like, car crash I couldn't look away from. So, I mean, car crashes aren't good. Like, no one's, like, best car crash.
I have one.
But, like, the uke of it all, I will remember it. I will tell my kids about the uke.
What's number three?
I really appreciated Idubbbz' apology to me.
Oh, that is a good one. Slay Idubbbz.
We were going to have him on, and then it just never happened. But I don't know.
Probably for the best.
I don't know if that's what the people
would
want.
I can't keep my foot from going to sleep.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Looking for the perfect getaway in the heart of Utah's scenic beauty? Welcome to Mountain Valley RV Resort in the stunning Heber Valley, Utah's highest rated RV destination. Enjoy spacious RV sites, cozy cabins, and tent spots, all nestled against the stunning Rocky Mountains and shadow of Mount Timpanogos. Dive into heated pools, relax in hot tubs, or challenge friends on pickleball courts. Families love the playgrounds and sports courts, while adults can unwind in exclusive 21-plus areas featuring a luxurious clubhouse and spa. With top-notch amenities and breathtaking views, Mountain Valley RV Resort offers an unforgettable experience year-round. Whether you're seeking adventure or relaxation, Mountain Valley RV Resort is your home away from home. Book your stay today at mountainvalleyrv.com.
The next one is just a hilarious category, and I love it. Best summer Instagram flex. And to elaborate on this, I mean, I feel like this year on Instagram has been more than ever. Like, everyone is flexing, like, look where I am. Look where I'm traveling to. Like, look, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, normally it's like my feed is just like bikini pics.
And now it's like everyone's in Europe.
Everyone's in Mykonos. Yeah. Everyone's in, you know what I mean? And I really wanted to give an award to who I think took it there the most. Everyone's trying, but who took it there?
I have a good one.
So do I.
What's yours?
Suede Brooks.
You stole mine.
She really just did it, bro.
Crazy. Suede just like casually on a fucking 300-foot yacht with Drake.
And I think that it was very cool that her summer Instagram flex left her own hands. She said, I'm going to let Daily Mail.
Yeah, she didn't have to do shit. I love when we see people we know personally. Like, yeah. When I find things out about them, then I'm like, wait, huh?
I've known Suede since she was in middle school. I've seen her grow up before my eyes. And seeing her on the cover of Daily Mail on a yacht with Drake. And it wasn't try hard. It was no makeup. You didn't know the paparazzi were there. Like, you were actually just roaming this yacht, like, in your hoodie with Drake, just like checking it out.
She is inspirational. And she is everything.
That obviously would not be best summer Instagram flex. I think she really took it there on Instagram as well. She went a million places. She did a million things. She was that girl, that bitch.
It kills me.
And I love to see it. That's funny.
Me, like, sitting up straighter because I just, that's
right. I didn't know.
I think of Suede. I
think it's funny that we both said Suede Brooks. Funniest scandal. So this was a scandal that was funny.
you slay that.
This was just a scandal that, like, it was just like, I can't believe this is happening and it's hilarious.
I feel like mine might be obvious. Mine was Michaela's mascara gate.
That's so funny because mine was Michaela's accent.
Sorry, Michaela. I think it's just, scandal that isn't a real scandal. Like, get the fuck over it. It's
100%.
Eyelashes.
100%.
But, like,
who cares if she has a fake New York accent? Who cares if she played it up? I would too for that bag.
I would be on here tomorrow.
Everything about it is just hilarious. Like, she didn't do anything wrong.
If I knew that it would increase my bag to be on here tomorrow and talking in a Scottish accent, Czechoslovakian, I would. You know what I mean?
What? Give us a Czechoslovakian accent really quick.
She, Ari, and then you Ari get canceled. Just going,
you get canceled for being offensive.
I don't. Isn't Czech very much like?
Oh, it's giving me a John Marianak. Marianak.
Moving on to messiest breakup.
I mean, I'm gonna go with mine.
Go with yours.
It was pretty messy.
What was it? Oh, your own.
Mine.
Your own.
Mine. My own breakup. I can't imagine a messier breakup than that.
Speaking of fake accent, shit. We really did that on
that. On second thought, maybe you shouldn't fake an accent. Nobody.
That's fair. I fully, fully agree. I just didn't think to put you. For me, the one that I really can't stop obsessing over developments of is Ariana Grande, ex-realtor, ex-SpongeBob.
Oh, such a good answer.
Ariana Grande, ex-realtor, ex-SpongeBob, ex-baby, ex-whatever the fuck else.
Ex-SpongeBob being like an actual like important detail is crazy.
I also put Harry Jowsey in Georgia, but oh. I just like.
Yeah, but poor Georgia. Give her a rest. She's busy.
Yeah, Georgia's a queen, and rest I just don't peace, want to be Harry. In the middle of that. I love Harry as well. That was one of those like breakups where I'm like, they're both my friend. And even if I think someone's wrong or, you know, I'm just trying to stay out of it. Because usually I'm the wrong one, so I'm trying to have empathy. Best Facetune fail. I have mine. I'm airdropping it to Aaron.
Oh shit. I didn't have a specific instance.
You don't have a specific instance?
I wrote Lila literally every single time.
I'm a second but I've been way better lately. I actually have been meaning to announce this on Canceled. My new thing is minimal Facetune.
And lying.
I swear to God though, like FaceApp, all of it, I've really dialed
minimal
it back.
Minimal is crazy. You could say less than usual. Minimal is like pushing it. I will say Lila will straight up give somebody scoliosis behind her.
I really am just proud of myself. My favorite Facetune fail, Aaron, I'm going to send you two photos because you're going to have to zoom in and I don't know how.
Is it the dick?
It's that not. Oh, Brooke, yeah. You're not going to talk about the best Facetune fail being actual literal man Facetuning his
penis. You guys are so right. There was a man who sent me a dick pic and Facetuned it. I wish I could show the canceled audience the photo. It's a great photo, to be honest.
And he's so famous, so it's so funny.
Insane.
My favorite Facetune fail of the year is that of none other than Britney Spears. And when you zoom, you can see that the horizon of the ocean has been detrimentally warped. And as someone who has done this a lot, I have changed the patterns of the ocean
okay.
far and few times. I feel seen. I feel heard. And I think about it all the time.
I changed my answer yesterday. Only 24 hours ago, I sent Tana a photo of us together, okay? That I had already given a good silk to on FaceApp.
Which I didn't know.
And I didn't touch her yet. But I sent it to Tana and she posted it with the caption, "This is unedited. We are just perfect." And just like that photo of Britney, the horizon is warped completely.
I thought that you were just gorgy.
No. And all I did, for the record, was like reduce my hairline by like literally a millimeter. Okay. Notice the bend of the ocean. That is not.
Brooke!
That is.
That's so embarrassing for me.
But.
Oh my God.
Brooke! You pulled a Britney.
It's so fun.
It's just, I didn't tell you to say that it was unedited. You did that on your own accord.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I've completely let go of Reddit. Like, I just started seeing so much shit that was, like, so untrue. And it was, like, really affecting my, like, mental state to, like, want to come on here and, like, defend myself on so much untrue shit. We're going to get to that in a category. And obviously, there's true shit as well. I am not saying there's not.
Lots of it.
It's just people really dissecting every little fucking thing. And at the end of the day, I've always lived my life this way. And like, you gotta live and you gotta learn. And you can't let all these untrue or true opinions or amazing opinions or horrible opinions affect your mental state. So I decided, like recently, like I'm just done. I'm deleting the app. I don't care. I'm done. So now
I'm like, breakup of the year, me and Reddit.
So now it's funny because in my head it just doesn't exist. And like knowing that there's literally a Reddit thread about that photo. Like when someone tells me, I like literally forget. I'm like, no, that's not real.
It's hilarious. I'm also off Reddit.
I'm really proud of you. Let's take it a little lighter.
That was hilarious.
Best Erewhon smoothie.
Okay, this is hard.
We just put this in here so there was something we wouldn't get canceled for.
I stand behind my choice very much. So I used to love the Hailey Bieber one, but nothing, and I mean nothing, is better than the Frankie's Bikinis Orange Mango Dream or whatever it is.
I've never had it.
So fucking good.
Is it like turmeric though, or some weird shit in it that there shouldn't be?
No, it is so much better than the strawberry glaze.
Never tried it. Minus Hailey Bieber.
Me too. I want to talk about something really quickly though. The strawberry makeup, all of that, those like little, when someone gets a hair color and they're like, this is cookie butter, coconut, milk chocolate, bro. Cinnabon hair color.
Like blueberry milk nails.
It makes me fucking sick.
Why?
Because it's like, call it brown. It's fucking brown hair.
I love that. I didn't know that about you.
I don't know. It's really been upsetting me lately.
Best Ozempic glow up.
One,
should this be a category?
No.
How about we just bleep their name, but we see if we say the same one right now, just, and it'll be fun for us. And it's like no one else cares, but it's like our little inside joke. One, two, three.
Oh.
That wasn't fun. We said two different people. Sound off in the comments below who you think has had an Ozempic glow up. Favorite famous kid?
You go first.
Malibu Barbie.
Oh, such a good one.
I met her the other day and I can never look back.
I decided that this to me was going to be favorite small individual.
Do you mean like little people?
Well, I chose Hasbulla, and I know he's not a kid. I know he's not a kid and he's an adult, but I love him. he's so funny.
He's 21.
He's so funny.
Hasbulla's 21.
I know.
Imagine Hasbulla sipping a dirty martini.
He doesn't drink, it's against his religion.
I can't touch girls or take pictures with girls. I know that. I just
I wanted to answer, like, I love him so much that I needed to fit him into a category, and there was really nothing else.
I'm sure you could fit him into.
We're canceled. All right, moving on.
I'm crying. I'm going to throw up. I'm wearing a waist trainer and I'm about to fucking puke.
Waist trainer is crazy. She's wearing four Skims.
That's the same thing.
Four.
We have most embarrassing influencer. Who embarrassed themselves the most in the past year?
I'm going to go with you.
It's so real. You're so real. This one actually involves me. So my answer. So I feel
okay.
A lot of embarrassment, really. I'm going to say Fousey Tube.
Oh, that was tough.
Fousey
Tube. I actually don't know what happened. He just gives me embarrassing vibes. Or can we say Dylan Danis?
Oh, wow.
Pretty embarrassing.
I'm staying with Fousey Tube. He swatted himself the other day. Ooh. That was really embarrassing. I will write a lot of it off as mental illness, which is obviously something that you have to feel empathy for.
Yeah.
But so you know how he sent me that voice memo where he was like, hey, I'm sorry, I sexually assaulted you. He actually didn't even say I'm sorry, but
he said he won't happen again.
I won't sexually assault you like last time. I played that on Jeff FM and I thought I had like the breaking, but come to find out he did that live on Twitch, like sent the voice memo. So it was already out there. I just didn't know that. You know what I mean?
Huh. Anyway.
Yeah. We deemed it quite necessary to have at least one award where we awarded something to each other, where we chose something for each other. One of the top requests from all of the people chiming in on what they wanted the awards to be were to have us name each other's worst situationship. Not even relationship, which is crazy. Everyone wanted to know.
I haven't really had very many situationships, though, this year. I've had, like, two.
Yeah, that's fair. And I liked them both, kind of. I'm actually going to change my answer in the last minute.
I don't know if you've ever mentioned him by name is the problem.
I have.
Okay,
if I think mine, if we're saying the same one.
In the nicest way possible, and this is not personal to him, except for that it completely is. I'm just kidding. Mine was Damien. Only because I think he made the least sense for you.
I think I would rather be with like a face tattooed
individual.
Yeah. Than a golden retriever man.
Again, it's just the nice guys thing. Like, it's my own mental illness.
And I like a nice guy, but you've got to have a little grit.
Nothing gritty.
Too nice does scare me. Like, you can be nice and, like, do chivalrous gestures, but if at all times, like, imagine I'm just sitting here right now and I'm like, Brooke, you're so pretty.
I wish you were.
I originally was going to say Clinton Kane and kind of make a joke about, like, the era where you were still talking to him after your breakup.
That was hard.
However, I am going to go with your most recent situation.
Yeah.
The man who worked next door. He needs a good name.
And no, he doesn't. He literally doesn't even get a name.
Yeah, that's he actually was a so fair. And I'm excited for when I meet him because I think I'm going to tell him this to his face.
I don't think... Well, yeah. Rest in peace.
Most controversial canceled podcast story.
I mean, this one's pretty recent.
Is it?
The wine tour story. I regret my part in it.
You are actually the reason for all of the major headlines.
Yeah.
It says that I said what you said.
I know. And I did say it, but everyone knows I didn't mean it.
I think that we talked about this on a previous episode, but I feel like our core viewership completely understands our sense of humor and the way that we talk. And like, especially when it comes down to like my story times, like I've always told stories in a way where it's like, oh my God, I'm dramatic about saying how I hate someone, you know, and in mm-hmm. our personal lives and on the podcast, we're always saying like, I just wanted to fucking kill myself or I want that person dead. I want this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And our audience knows that it's completely satire and like exaggerative.
Yeah.
The problem is when something does go worldwide and it leaves our core audience and people can take one sentence like that out of context and put it in like a text article. You know,
yeah.
Because then there's so much of the world perceiving that we said something in a way that we completely didn't, which sucks. I am very torn on this story. I think I learned, people have been asking for me to address it, so I'm just going to do it right now during the Canceled Awards. I think I learned during the first annual Canceled Awards, and I thought I'd gotten a lot better at this, but I think I learned a lot about maybe creating more protective aliases in the future and not being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Just in general. But at the same time, I use this podcast to tell stories from my personal life, and I always will. And I do equate telling that story to me leaving a bad Yelp review. Like, I stand by what I said.
Yeah,
I think that she didn't have to send that text afterwards saying awful things about me and what I do for a living. She could have just left me with my headphones in, walk in. She shouldn't have booked the wrong tour for us and then just told us when we arrived if we're paying for it, and been upset that we were upset that it wasn't what we paid for.
What I will say about that is I get your like comparison to like you making a Yelp review.
But the power dynamic factor.
It's the weaponized audience that like, I know you don't mean for it to be that way.
Yeah.
And this is a good opportunity maybe to say that like when we speak about somebody like that, or like when we tell a story of something bad that happened to us,
if you love this podcast,
never ever ever for you guys to go find them and harass them.
I also think it is like, if you love this podcast and you love that we tell stories like this, no matter how passionately you feel about a member of the story, going to find them and leaving them hate only will prevent us from telling more stories like that in the future. Because I completely understand that people feel passionate. Like, go be nosy. Go look them up. But it's...
I'm all for that. That's my thing. Like, even the guys we talk about and stuff, if you want to, on your own time, like, do the research, find out who it is, and then just zip it, go for
you're
it.
You're a dream viewer. Like, we love that you're in on the
that.
Combo.
I would do that. But it's then...
I just don't condone harassment or hate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a hater.
The person or sharing it online, like, who it is, like, that's what we don't like.
And I completely understand that that's, at the end of the day, still on us. We were just, you know, that's a helpful tip, and we would love it if you guys
could. Learning along with you.
I know it's a worldwide scandal when adults bring it up to me. Like, the head of my security is, like, 58, and he texted me about it. Ooh. Like, Amari's parents texted me about it. Chris's stepdad, like, made a joke. Like, and I was like, damn, like, I did not think this would, like... Like, when it's reaching, like, adults news apps and adults in my life bring it up, that's when it's like, oh, my God, I did not mean for this. Like, that's when you realize. Yeah. Anyways, I feel like something that we just touched on is a canceled story causing the most trouble in our personal lives, which happens a lot. And I think there should be an award for that.
I had more experience with that in our first season of the podcast because I wasn't as good as like at like concealing identities. Now I don't encounter it as much, although
I encounter it every day.
I have had some situations where my take on your situations come back to bite me. For example, when one of your exes
cussed you out and yelled at you as a grown ass man the other night.
Okay, cussed me out is pushing it. He was like, he gave me very much. He gave me like
a Lila's lecture. Exact words from watching it were that it was aggressive. And that it makes me
just,
so
I
mad.
I never saw that side of him, and he just got, he was very, very angry. And it like, it gave like parents being disappointed in you, emphasis on parents because he's
geriatric.
No. He just was like,
I'm so mad about this situation that I'm trying to choose my words carefully. And I was actually going to save it for the next podcast because I could go on for an hour.
Yeah. I almost feel like I'm scared to even say it because it's like, what am I doing? Well, I put doing it exactly what he's
I put caused the most trouble in my personal life was a toss up for me between Turks and Mods on that whole episode. That I was talking about things that were actually very painful for me. So then when it, you have to deal with it after it,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's one thing if someone's mad at me and I don't give a fuck, but like, you know what I mean? Like that was just like a whole painful sitch for me. But I think at the end of the day, it's funny because this happened at an IMGA event the other night, and you and Brianna Chicken Fry went, and you guys were like, come with me. And I was like, I don't want to go because I know that I think my ex is going to be there, and I don't want to have an altercation in the middle of a party.
I was no, it's such a big party, you won't even see him.
And then you went, and I feel like, in my opinion, he misplaced his anger at me onto you.
It was like, he just was so like, the way he was talking to me was very much like,
I also just,
I thought you
that,
were better than this, and you fell into it just like everybody else.
I said you
thing.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I drank the Kool-Aid.
Crazy.
I'm like, no better than anybody who ruins people's lives on the internet. And it's like, I think that the truth of it all, like it having a little bit of truth is what made me like feel like shitty.
So
I was like,
you are the one who always says that Taylor Swift says, if you don't want a bad song written about you, don't do something bad.
I know. And I kept telling him, I was like, I feel like I've always spoken really highly of you. I played devil's advocate, but to like, I can only do that so much. I at the end of the day, you're my best friend, you're sitting across from me, and you're telling me how you feel. I'm not gonna defend him.
And also, you have always played devil's advocate for him. Like, if he does something that isn't wrong, you are gonna be the first to say it. That's why I think it's so unfair to say like, you're just, no, like, you actually did something wrong, and you've never taken accountability in your entire fucking life. And that's like why it's so upsetting. And it's like, I spent, Ty and I added up the amount of time I spent writing back my text to him, like when he sent me the novel text in Europe. I spent 10 hours, like an hour a day for 10 days, writing my response, writing out a timeline. I put dates in my text. Like, I was like, if you're going to gaslight me into saying things aren't true, I'm going to find the date, the photo, what happened, and bring in, what's the word?
Receipts.
Like witnesses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to say this person saw this, this person said this. I did all that, and I can still sit back and say, as wrong as I am in life, usually when I date people, or try to date people or whatever, I didn't do anything in that situation to deserve the way I was treated and slighted. And then the same day, weirdly, the same day that he was yelling at you that night, like, how could you podcast about this, whatever, I wake up to my first ever, hey girly DM.
Ever.
I've never had someone like really hey girly me like this for the most part. Like when Brad Sousa cheated on me, I found out, and then people... I found out about like three people, and then like two more people came forward and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, not that I haven't been cheated on, but even just like in other eras, like girls just wouldn't tell me because they wanted my man or whatever. I never, whatever. I had this girl send me a TikTok of me talking about the Mod Sun situation. And in the OG TikTok, I said like, he was coming at me like, how could you post a TikTok with another guy? Like, I want to be with you. Like, blah, blah, blah. That was kind of like what he was saying in his text to me. And all of his text to me was like, you were so shitty. Like, I just wanted to be with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She told me the entire time him and I were talking that he was messaging her the same shit. Like, I want to be with you. I want to date you. I want to whatever. And she's like an esteemed like singer. Like, he was like completely like, can you tell how upset?
That's crazy.
So to like double down on finding out that everything he said to me was just cap.
What a bummer.
And then he's going to yell at you like you're a bad person. Like, how about the other person you were trying to date the entire time you were trying to date me?
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with me, take it up with me.
I'm scared. Like,
and my final.
Switzerland.
If you have a problem with me, take it up with me. I would do it live. Come defend yourself live. Sit right here. I don't. Whatever. And I do just want to say for the final time, this has nothing to do with Sahara Ray. I think she is a hottie cutie sweetie. Favorite new influencer?
Oh, I feel so strongly about my answer.
I feel like we're gonna say the same thing. 1, 2, 3. Jake Octopus
Shane.
Lover. Yes.
So yes.
Octopus Lover, Jake Shane. God love him.
I think he deserves everything that is coming for him. I think that he is my
He's the funniest TikToker absolutely ever. Favorite. I could watch every, I do watch every single one of his videos. Trisha Paytas and I, she let me do a role play video with her the other day, how she always does, where she's pretending to serve the customer a drink. And he duetted it and I freaked out.
He's so cute. I love him.
Least favorite influencer?
Dylan Danis. Only because he came at me all crazy for posting our texts last week. But I'm like, you tried to make the whole internet think that I was pursuing you. More. Yeah, actively pursuing you, and I had a gaping asshole for you.
That's so fair.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and say you're my least favorite influencer, and that you are.
Talking directly to him is so funny. I should have just done that whole mods and shit like that. I'm gonna say some Vlog Squad adjacents. Some Vlog Squad.
Okay, you're not gonna give the details of who you're speaking of?
No. Okay. Some are okay. Good. Like Jason Ash can live. Zayn Hijazi can live.
Love Zayn.
Natalina can live. Taylor can live. Most of them can live, actually. I'm just literally thinking of one person. Anyways. Best canceled guest.
One, two. Wait, do you think we have the same answer or no?
No.
Trisha.
Trisha is, I just felt like it was so fresh and so new and we've had her before and like whatever.
I don't know if it even has anything to do with the episode. It's like my, I guess what was most exciting to me because I'm so obsessed with her.
That's true. I'll give it a tie because I would say Trisha and Whitney Cummings are my favorite episodes.
Duh. Oh my God. I should have said that.
Whitney Cummings was my favorite episode. She's my childhood hero and my idol. And it was just such a great day. Most embarrassing moment. I went with one that happened on canceled. I don't know if you did that.
I did too.
You want me to go first or you go first?
I'm going
to
go with the time that I overdrew my account, like literally with $1 a day.
I never even thought, because it's your story. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like I've never felt embarrassment from that. But like that is like,
it's not embarrassed. Like it's most embarrassing that it's the most viral canceled moment probably ever. And every single person who's ever, the tens of millions of people who have seen it know that I overdrafted my account at this, at the age of 26.
You win for sure. Mine is tampon gate, tampon on the beach. Oh. I could have lived without telling that story to the internet. Best TikToker turned boxer that you've hung out with a lot that doesn't claim you as a friend. Just kidding. The okay. category is best mutual.
Do you even really need to say your best mutual?
Well, I'm not going to say Bryce. I'm going to say an actual mutual.
Okay, so was I. I made my mutual somebody who I actually have never had any personal conversations with, but is an actual mutual, as in somebody who shares friends with me, shares generally the same space as us, and I put Dave Portnoy. That to me is a mutual. Somebody who I have that little of a relationship with that he is not a friend, he is a mutual.
I love that you put Dave Portnoy. I thought you were gonna say Octopus Lover almost was mine.
No, he's our friend.
Yeah, he's literally my friend. Yeah, it's like fucking perception.
I've never had a phone call with Octopus Lover. I have never had a one-on-one hangout, but he is my friend, okay? Just like you were a friend to Bryce.
One, and that's still so different.
Let me remind you, Bryce came to our Friendsgiving. It was not Mutualsgiving. It was Friendsgiving. And then he got in a fight at Friendsgiving.
He did get in a fist fight at Friendsgiving. That is Friendsgiving. That's one of the things I didn't touch on. I only invited my friends to my Friendsgiving. And eventually at the end of the night, we made one TikTok, but that's because Lil Xan randomly showed up because Chris was there. Chris was my friend and Chris invited Xan. Xan's also my friend. But I was saying I wanted a TikTok with Chris, Xan, and Bryce Hall. That's fucking hilarious. At no point was Friendsgiving for content or did I invite Bryce for content or did we even make content for like 6 hours? You know what I mean? And he did get in a fist fight. So I've been seeing all these edits. It's so funny. Because I've like touched on Jeff FM, I tried to like reference all these moments to Bryce where I thought we were friends, but I forgot so many of them, obviously, because there were so many. I keep getting tagged in all these edits with so many likes and views of like different stuff. Like today I just saw one of us like talking about us like crying together. Like the last, like it was, I asked Bryce the last time he cried and it was like with me. And I was like, damn, like mutuals cry together. My best mutual, I'm going to say someone I've met in person and stuff. But I'm going to say Chris Olsen.
Oh, I love him.
Chris Olsen made a TikTok defending me toward the mutual situation like a day ago.
Slay, Chris.
And I just wasn't expecting that because Chris Olsen like is very brand safe. The coffee and the Meghan Trainor and the Chris Jenner of it all.
Like, for him to jump in is like pretty
for him to jump in and like have my back and love me and text me about it and stuff was really cute.
We should take him to dinner and make him bring Meghan because she's my favorite celebrity.
And the baby.
And that little baby. Oh my God. That's my favorite celebrity child.
Best drunk moment on canceled. Or best drunk moment of our friend group. Whatever. I don't know what you did. Say it with your chest.
Ashley off the dock.
Say it with your chest.
I'm saying everything with my chest in this episode.
Ashley off the dock was up there, but my end all be all.
Ashley is totally fine. She is fine. We like her. Okay. It's not that. It's just that was hilarious.
I love her. People like don't know that we're just like completely cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I posted a TikTok with YouTube the other night and they were like, she's back. And I was like, what do you mean back? Like she never left. I ended on my end all be all being Amari puking on Ty. And we only barely touched on it on Canceled, but.
That was my next answer.
Projectile vomiting on your.
Friends. And or ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend. That's where I was getting at. Like imagine I just projectile vomited all over Chris Miles. Like that, I would like. I love it. Craziest rumor spread about you.
I haven't had a lot of rumors spread about me except for the, like, everyone saying I was on Ozempic.
It's such a compliment, though.
It was, though. I was loving it. I was like, oh, you think so?
Do you feel like you saying that and you being aware of that derives from Reddit? Because mine also derives from Reddit.
Yeah, mine came from Reddit.
Mine's also from Reddit. There was a huge Reddit thread of me in your vlog. We were leaving the Whitney Cummings podcast in broad daylight. And I had like dry skin, something. I don't know what it was like in my nose. And everyone was dead convinced it was cocaine.
I remember the moment so specifically because we were crossing the street to Pink Taco and Paige literally grabbed it off your nose. And like, it was like a flake of skin. And everyone was like, they're so reckless. They're doing blow in the middle of the day and left it in the vlog. Would we leave it in the vlog?
No. And honestly, just so beyond that, I don't do coke in the daytime. That's weird. Like, not that I do coke, I'm just saying.
With Whitney Cummings, like the pregnant Whitney Cummings, we just got her gender reveal. Yeah, imagine we're like, hold on, let me rack up a line.
That's the thing, like Friendsgiving?
Did I think maybe that's do what something? They say. I don't do coke.
It's gonna make a horrible joke. Let's just, you know, there we go. Every award show has the one award that's like the innovator award or like it's like special in comparison to all of the other awards. Like I know the VMAs has one and it was like J-Lo recently. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like different than every other award. And this award is the Boomerang Award.
Would you explain
what the Boomerang Award is?
The Boomerang Award goes to the person that you went back to the most. I have to give this award to the worst ex that I've ever had, Clinton. But only because I really was trying to go back to that for so long. He was not even successfully, which is so embarrassing. But it's important to admit when you're mentally ill.
I mean, obviously, we all know that my boomerang will forever go to Chris Miles.
Aw.
I feel like even if I married someone else, he'd like come to the wedding. No, he wouldn't.
I'll pray for whoever that is.
Favorite travel story told on Canceled?
I don't know if we told this story on Canceled, but my favorite like funny thing when we were traveling, I think, was Isabella bringing the DJ home from the club and him just becoming one with the people.
In Turks. It is incredible.
Like, it was my favorite thing. Like, he was so fun. He just fit right into the friend group. He stayed for dinner. Like, it was just so fun.
I 110%.
And then the next day as well.
Mine is Coffee Bean Girl.
Aw. I don't know.
That experience was one of a kind and... I loved her. I think that a lot of people...
I loved her too, and I feel like we kind of made her sound bad.
Yeah, people will come up to me now and be like, I don't want to be like Coffee Bean Girl, but can I take a photo? And I'm like, I feel like the public perception is that it was like so annoying to us, and it was more just so funny.
We thought it was funny.
Like,
but
so funny.
I hope we didn't hurt her feelings.
And it's like, we were just trying to pay homage to the fact that the majority of our fans are feral. Like, on tour, I probably met 100 people that I would say possessed the same energy as Coffee Bean Girl, and we loved every single one. Like, just wild, crazy, like us, like how I'd be, you know, like when I was younger.
I agree.
Funniest fight.
I'm going to go with you taking your tampon out mid-brawl.
It's got to be so funny if you aren't me. Like, I completely understand how
chop,
it's...
Chop, chop. And meanwhile, me and Ari were just chilling with the DJ. He was showing
the
us,
DJ was
she
like,
was showing
okay.
us sweet photos of his sweet four-year-old daughter. Meanwhile, you were just fucking... It was crazy.
I found a lot of comedy in Becca Moore bailing on one of your meetings because there was a cockroach in her room.
Funny story, but it's getting tired. Like, give the girl a rest. Just, I hope she's doing well.
I just, at some point in my life, I honest to God have to pay homage to her and bail on someone and say it's because there was a bug.
Although, I don't know, Grace O'Malley just had cockroaches and it was really traumatizing for her. So maybe it was a bigger deal than we thought.
Having lots of cockroaches is traumatizing. Accrediting it to one bug is hilarious.
Honestly, really funny.
Like, streamies, I can't come. I'm really sorry. There was just like a big spider upstairs. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, favorite canceled character. Examples could be pool boy. Example could be he left me at the Red Rock, Mr. Flaky Flake. We've really created a lot of characters, and we definitely should have created one for the wine tour.
I'm going to go with, I think, Marianne. Marianne's my
Mine's
favorite.
Mine's Marianne.
Oh.
Marianne is my favorite canceled character by far. I love her. I was going to say something insane, but I really do. I love the Marianne story. It was one of the most iconic canceled moments and stories. And she's one of our only characters, I feel like, that are just so sweet and perfect.
She is.
You know?
We love her.
Best group chat fight. This could be an award that necessarily isn't something we talked about on Canceled, though.
It isn't, but it's so funny. And I wish we had the actual text to show, but I think you know what I'm going to say.
Natalie?
After the Turks and Caicos trip, Natalie literally spent probably 2 days of her time writing out a full-blown, like, short story about how everything
like
went down.
Like, movie script recap was the energy.
Like, I think she, like, was going to send it to her sister, but then thought, like, oh, I should send it to the group chat as well.
Like, because it's funny.
Didn't realize two of the major featured characters were still in the group chat.
Paige imitates Natalie all the time. Like, she's just a ride or die. If she,
she's just so funny.
If she, like, rides for you and you're mad at someone, she's going to be maybe more mad and take it to an outlandish extent. She sent a text clowning a lot of the people that were major catalysts in this argument. And we had a group chat that was for the funny, non-mad people or non-wrong. I don't even know how to say it. But Natalie just ended up sending the text about a bunch of people to the people in the group chat.
And it was hysterical. I wish we had the text. One day we'll read it on Armageddon. This podcast. But
it's honestly irreparable. Like, Natalie can never fully come back from that, I think. And I understand.
Ever. It's going to take years.
My secondary one was Nacho Gate when Lila made nachos and everyone was like...
I still stand by Lila.
I'm just saying to be taken to the group chat, like, to have an in-person fight about nachos and then take it to the group chat and then be, like, text fighting over nachos.
We still bring up Nacho Gate once a week.
Absolutely. Nacho Gate was everything. Favorite song written about the other co-host?
Here's an example of a time I hype up Mod Zen, okay? Karma's a banger, and I love that song. It's so good.
Couldn't just say, like, anything else.
None of the other songs about you are good.
I like Trigger Warning.
No.
My favorite has nothing to actually do with the musical composure of the song, but more so just the title. I find it hilarious. Because there's so many mean songs written about me. But I guess Stupid Fucking Bitch is borderline as mean of a title. Go Fuck Yourself by Clinton Kane.
While we were actively dating.
Go Fuck Yourself.
I know, and like so, like wow.
Like go fuck yourself.
Honestly, I hope he releases it.
Oh, I thought it was out. I thought it was a release
it's
song.
It's not.
Oh, I did not know that. I would have chosen a different song.
I don't think he has released anything about me.
Ending that on a musical note, we are on to the third category of the Canceled Podcast Awards. Sometimes the internet takes us by storm. Something pops up on For You or trends on Twitter, or we hear word through the grapevine of things that have our jaws on the floor. This next category is most surprising. In this category, we have so many things that shocked us the house down boots Houston, I'm deceased. And I think we start off with a great one. Most surprising couple.
All right, I feel like a lot of the couples I saw surface lately have been very shocking to me.
I agree.
Although I would say my favorite of them all is Miss Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan.
They are such a surprising but amazing couple. Sincerely. Like, I ship, I stan. I think in the past year, if I had to say the couple that surprised me the most, Avril Lavigne and Tyga.
I plead the fifth.
Secondary would be Stassi Baby and Jaden Hostler.
Really shocking, but it makes like
good
sense
shocking
to me.
Good shocking as well. Brianna and Zach, good shocking. Jaden and Stoss, good shocking. Most surprising scandal that was swept under the rug. This is a scandal that we personally felt like people would freak out about more. And it
like
just
should have been a huge deal, but unfortunately wasn't.
What's yours?
Mine is when the Island Boys started hooking up with each other publicly.
We haven't talked about that on Canceled.
We have, but what the fuck?
I think it's kind of crazy that the word twin and incest can be made into the word twincest.
That's cool.
We have talked about this on Cancel. I really didn't think we have.
We have briefly. Why the fuck are they doing that?
I would do like most things for money. I'm not.
How much money can
twin.
You really make from hooking up with your twin?
10 years from now, they're going to do heroin or need a psych ward. Like, it's like, oh my God, we're making all this money, we're eating so much clout. Like, they're in a manic state. But eventually, like, I would bet my life on it, they will be old enough and have grown enough that it's like, why would we do that? I want to die.
I really think we just need to emphasize, like, the concept of a digital footprint and, like, the fact that, like, they will never be able to escape from the fact that you hooked up with your twin. Like, I know we kind of struggle with the digital footprint thing.
I'm changing my answer to that 100%. My answer was way too controversial and someone I just don't want beef with, so I'm going with that.
Okay.
Most surprising breakup.
You go first.
I have two. Anna Paul and Glenn.
Oh, I should have put that. That was horrible.
I feel like if I looked at all couples that have blown up as couples or on social media or have dated or whatever, I would have put them as like they're never breaking up.
What I really hope comes from that is that they spend their time like getting to know themselves separately and then find their way back to each other. I feel like it's really common in relationships when you've been together and you're the only like they've been together since they were like 13.
But them saying that their reasoning is like, we just want to live and be young, we never got to, in my opinion, insinuates like we want to hook up with other people. And in my opinion,
well, yeah, they've never tried it. Imagine you.
But if you want to hook up with someone else, it's not your person.
No, that's not true. It's like you don't want to marry somebody knowing that you've never even tried being with somebody else.
I just don't agree. I don't know.
What and do you I mean love. You don't agree.
I don't know. I don't have much evidence to back that up. I just don't agree.
None. You're a cheater.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I have cheated, but we've discussed that. I do not. I'm not a cheater. Cheater means I just cheat.
Cheater of the year.
We should have done cheater of the year. I also was going to say Tara Yummy and Jake Weber. I put them also up there with they'd be together forever. And that one kind of shocked me recently.
I put Jesse Rutherford and Billie Eilish only because she made such a point of publicizing like how in love they were. So then when they broke up, I was like, ooh, but it's I love hard. Her so much and I hope that she's happy.
It's really hard when you like, I've done that, like died on the hill of a relationship and then we break up and it's like,
It's got to be embarrassing just because people were so against it.
But I also feel like Billie Eilish is the type of person to like raw dog that emotion and not even be embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't
like
think
she's a savage. She doesn't give a fuck. She's an icon.
Oh, God, I love her.
Like, and I feel like her mindset was probably like, and you would do it too.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand that completely because it's like, I would do it too. And my childhood idol wanted to date me. I'm doing it.
I also feel very confident that she would have been the one to end that relationship.
Most surprising bag. This award goes to someone who did the most surprising things for money. Like, I was shocked they made money at that. Or you could borderline say Island Boys kissing could even fall under that category, even if it's a negative thing. I don't know. Pinky Doll was mine.
Oh, that's a good
the
one.
The NPC trend. But Island Boys kissing could also just be a surprise. Yeah, that's a surprising bag.
I'll bring it back to Island Boys kissing.
Most surprising friendship.
Not that it's surprising, but it just like, I love it. Jake Shane and Sophia Richie. I think that's like such a fun like combo.
He posted me on a story the other day and like all I could think about was like, what if Sophia Richie sees this? How embarrassing. Like I'm in a Starbucks visor.
I loved it.
Like that's embarrassing. Mine was Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods. Seeing them rekindle.
Love to see them back together.
Was everything. That is the end of the most surprising category, and it brings us to our final category. We've dove into surprises and relationships and embarrassment and topics and stories and who is the most fuckable. But when it all comes down to it, what the Canceled Awards is here to encompass are the things that have happened this year.
Slayed that.
So this category is exactly that. This category is this year. And this brings us to
blank of the year.
Blank of the year.
God, we were so good at this.
Scumbag of the year. They were scummy. They were dirty. They were grimy. They did not give a rat's ass. And we were disgusted.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, if I knew you were going to go that hard, I might have changed my answer. But I did put Bryce Hall.
Oh, wow.
I liked Bryce Hall. I thought he was my secondhand friend, but apparently he was my secondhand mutual. And I think that was scummy.
Mine was Colleen Ballinger.
Okay, fine. Colleen's a little worse than Bryce.
Colleen is definitely worse than Bryce. Colleen Ballinger for obvious reasons. I think that seeing Trisha recently, just she's so sweet and it's like protect her at all costs and knowing someone did that to her really reignited my fire. I think I was always angry at Colleen, but actually seeing Trisha and just seeing how little she trusts everyone and like how apprehensive she is to even like actually make a friend is sad.
And a friend to do her that dirty is disgusting.
Yeah, so Colleen Ballinger is my scumbag of the year. This person was drunk. They were too drunk, maybe. This person This person was taking shots and taking names. This category is blackout of the year.
I gave mine to a very obvious choice.
Oh, would you say we said the same thing?
I mean, it has. If we're thinking biggest blackout, I think we have to have said the same thing.
One, two, three. Amari. Wow. The proof is in the pudding. I would say if I could go influencers, I would borderline go myself. I would secondarily go maybe like Brianna Chicken Fry or something
But you know,
she keeps it together though.
The point of like the important thing with her is the composure.
Yeah.
Although she will fall down a mountain,
she's still herself.
She has her wits about her.
Yeah. And I
whereas
definitely
Amari
don't.
Goes absent.
I would go second. You know, I'm not, this is not hypocrisy here. I black out. I'm insane. Amari took that cake and I don't want to shit on him any further, but he was my blackout of the year. The rest of these categories have been a bit dismal, have been a bit negative, some might say. And I think it's important to also shine light on people that do good in this world. And by do good, I even mean do better than us.
A lot better.
This category sparked a positive thought in our head. And this is most inspiring influencer of the year.
Mine is Addison Ryan. Because
I'm laughing because we have such different answers.
Well, I was most inspired by Addison Rae. I love the way that she went from like literally just like shaking her ass on TikTok to being like Addison Rae is a celebrity.
I agree.
And she's slaying and she's in a quiet, happy relationship with a very successful man. And she's just living her quiet little life. And then randomly she'll just release an album and she's a pop star.
My most inspiring influencer of the year, I don't even know if you know who this is, but is Mama Tot on TikTok.
Okay.
I love Mama Tot.
Is it something that's going to make me feel shitty about myself for saying Addison Rae?
Maybe.
Maybe she's
that cute little Southern woman and she'll come and she'll sit down and she's like, hey baby, like how's your day? And she like talks
love.
To you. But her son passed away this year and she used so much of her platform to still spread so much light to other people while she was going through what is the darkest time of her life. And she's just so loving and kind and awesome. And I think she brings a lot of love and kindness to other people. And
okay, then I do change my answer to her. I love you, Addison.
This one is a bit more self-centered towards the two of us, but we have a beautiful, big, chaotic friend group of 12 people who are a big part of this podcast and the stories that we tell. It is so funny that he just walked in. This next category is favorite friend of the year.
I'm changing my answer right here on the spot.
Why'd you have to type it?
That is such a good point, Aaron.
It is so funny.
My friend of the year out of everyone in the friend group, the most consistently like top of the pyramid, for me has been Natalie.
I understand completely. Natalie is
she,
a great
and
friend.
She, I feel like she doesn't get enough credit for how funny she is. And she's so funny. But her funny is different. Like we're laughing at her a little, but like in a good way.
But yeah, like I would never want it to go away.
Ever.
I agree. Natalie is very consistent. You don't fight with her. I think that's an important thing. That's kind of how I dialed in my answer as well. Is like, who did I like just fight with the least? And in the past year, I feel like I have, out of our entire friend group, I have grown far closer to this person. And I love them. And my friend of the year is in the room with us. My friend of the year is Ty Collins.
Oh.
Stop throwing up on people.
I felt like that should kind of hurt it.
The next category is someone who is not afraid to make ends meet. At any cost. The next category is someone who would probably rebuttal this nomination.
Wait, after the fight we had yesterday, this is hilarious.
The next category is scammer of the year.
This one's like lighthearted, funny, haha. And for the record, Lila was second best friend. And I chose Lila, obviously, for scammer of the year.
She really yelled at me yesterday for bringing up the discrepancies of her personal life on this podcast, even though she sits down and does it herself. And I am still a little annoyed at it because I think it was hypocritical.
But she yelled at us yesterday for calling her a scammer. And today we're awarding her scammer of the year.
If she was actually a horrible person.
She's not scamming her fans, which is a common misconception anymore anyway.
I think it's silly little things. Like, it's really, really silly little things.
Yeah, like stealing from Walmart.
Or, like, yeah, stealing from a corporation. Or,
yeah,
I could see her buying a concert ticket and reselling it for a little more than she
second
bought it for.
Second best scammer of the year is Fawn.
The next person doesn't have a sense of reality.
Are you sure?
They're not afraid to warp a wall. On their worst day, they are not afraid to make it look like it was their best day. And this award goes to Facetuner of the Year.
Bad, bad row of awards because I'm going to give this one to Lila as well.
I'm giving it to myself.
I wanted to give it to you, but I didn't want to bully you. But then it's like I just really went in on Lila. So actually, I am going to give it to you. Forget
even
what
though
I said.
Lila seriously makes everyone look like a fucking sim, and I'm way
the
less
reason,
bad.
The reason I say Lila is not because of what she does to herself. It's what she does to others. If she takes a photo with like someone's grandmother, she's going to give that grandma like a full
passion movie silk to NPC
and
special.
By the end, she's going to look like she's 16. So it's like... Why are you editing me so extremely?
It's
offensive.
I've actually seen Lila get into like several arguments with people where they're like, why did you post it? Like, I wanted to post this photo and you made me look like a sim on your shit. And now like, what the fuck? Like, and people she's not even close with. I'm not even talking about immediate
like strangers.
Friends.
I saw her do it to Barbie Ferreira. She edited Barbie so crazy that Barbie was probably like terrified.
That's so fucking funny. Okay. This person was in their bag. Whether it was funny or not, they kept the lights on and they kept the lights on in a way that we could not forget. This next category goes to Brand Deal of the Year. There's some funny ones out there, you know? And I never disrespect them. Like if you see me tomorrow selling out for an enema, you know, look the other way. It doesn't matter. Brand Deal of the Year for me. I'm going to have to go with Mascara Gate.
I was going to say that as well. I think it was so iconic. I think it brought so much attention to the L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even say it's a negative thing.
I don't think so either. All it made me want to do is wear that mascara more.
And maybe an Ardell Wispy. And that's okay.
Or three.
Mascara Gate was just iconic. Everyone went and bought it. If I was L'Oreal, I'd be so fucking happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure they did not anticipate the amount of press that that would get.
Absolutely. This person could live their day-to-day life, and regardless of what they do, we are interested. We are talking about it. We are looking. We are liking. We are commenting. The world has their head turned. This person, this is arguably the most noble honor at the first annual Canceled Awards. Influencer of the Year.
You go first.
I'm going to say what I feel to be obvious. Miss Alex Earle.
I knew you were going to say that. I wanted you to say that because now I don't have to say it. We can feature two influencers of the year. Mm-hmm. But Alex, everything, obsessed with her. She was amazing and I will buy whatever she is selling.
I think I really did put her because I bought so many things based on her influence and they lived up to exactly what she said.
And I just love bringing attention to the blackouts of the world. Like she's shamelessly drinking every day and that is relatable to me.
100%.
Although I am going to sound a little redundant here and I'm going to bring it right back to Mr. Octopus Lover, Jake Shane.
We've got to have him on, guys.
He
please.
Is.
He's, I know we just had a whole tangent about not going to people's accounts and commenting, but can you guys please go flood Jake Shane's comments to come on Canceled? Because I've been trying and it's just like, I don't, we're friends and I want you. I sound like I'm being sassy. I just want him on Canceled. All these so motherfuckers cute. Just have agencies now. And it's like, can you just come over?
I know. And probably PR representatives that are encouraging them not to go on the Canceled podcast.
But that's also why he's getting named Influencer of the Year. I have the worst wedgie ever. It hurts so bad. I'm just trying to get through this
my
podcast.
My foot's asleep.
Though.
I'm going to kill myself.
Beautiful.
Not for real, though.
Do you have a good clout chaser of the year or no?
Yeah, let's give it to ourselves because nobody else is going to give it to us.
At all.
Not even nominated.
This final award, you might know based on what she just said, but this was the show that we could not stop watching or listening to in the car or getting ready or in bed to fall asleep at night. This is the final award. And it is Podcast of the Year. I wrote other people's, but like I don't want to say another one.
I don't want to say another one because I am pretty confident that we're not going to get nominated anytime soon at any credible
award shows.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to Canceled because I want this.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't think we are the most entertaining or informational or anything that would actually equate to being podcast of the year. I think we are literally just two delusional girls telling each other exactly for 2 hours every week. But it changed my life the most. And I appreciate the viewers and the people who come up every single day, everywhere we go, and tell us they love the podcast. And I'm sure every podcaster says this, but I truly do think we have the best audience in the world. And
yeah, so we dedicate this award to you guys.
Good one. A really good one. I dedicate podcast of the year to the canceled audience, and thank you for allowing us to tour and wanting to listen to what we say every week and being there for us when we ruin our lives and caring about our personal lives and the shit that we have to say. Do I watch and listen to Canceled? Absolutely the fuck not. Am I listening to Impulsive?
I do.
Every week? Absolutely. Yeah. But Canceled, we love you guys so, so, so much. And thank you for changing our lives and letting us do arguably the dumbest shit ever for hours every single week.
Yay, we love you.
This has been the first annual Canceled Podcast Awards. Please sound off in the comments below any categories you think we missed. And we'd love to hear your opinions as to awards. If you think we wrongfully chose our winners, we would love to know who you guys think are. Make sure you are subscribed and you stay around for the second annual Canceled Podcast Awards. I'm not doing it again. I'm sorry.
Slayed that. We love you. Thanks for
watching. Bye. Canceled Podcast Awards. Let's go to the streamies.
Yeah.